There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, guys, how are we today?
We are celebrating.
Well, yeah, we're just reveling, you know, this day, today, and then the day we have off.
That's right. That is right. And we're hoping to get...
That's all we can think about, really.
We're hoping that we can get this worked out where Super Bowl Sunday will be the day that we have off. Fingers.
Or Super Bowl Monday.
Excuse me, the day after that. Everybody thinks should be a national holiday. But speaking of the Super Bowl, let's take a moment to remember when Prince, our guy, did the greatest performance at a Super Bowl.
What year?
2007.
He was there. That's Grant, right.
And I was there. Yes. So this is 2000.
You saw Prince play at the Super Bowl in Miami. Oh, my God.
It was the most amazing.
And you were in your 20s.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was in my mid to early 20s.
Oh, my Lord.
I was in Miami, South Beach. It was a fantastic weekend. But let's just take a minute to reflect on a couple things. So on this day in 2007... Prince took the most amazing approach to a press conference that I have ever seen in my entire life.
You know how the artists always, like, remember when J-Lo came out in the jersey dress?
Mm-hmm.
They'd come out and sit on high stools and do Q&A with the press.
That's
out with Lady Gaga. I mean, you know.
Yes.
And people.
Yes.
Like, they show the pool asking questions.
Yes. And so Prince took a little different approach to this. He started to let them ask a question, and then he went a different route.
Thank you, John, for those kind words. We hope we don't wreck your ears too much. Contrary to rumor, I'd like to take a few questions right now.
First, how do you feel about...
As soon as they ask a question, he starts playing.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is his press conference.
The press conference becomes a mini concert.
I love that.
And as soon as someone asked him the first question, he turned around, grabbed his guitar, and just that was his way of answering.
You got to look at the video. It's so great.
Yes, we posted this to the Lori and Julia show page. And if we also want to just remember.
I had forgotten that he did that.
I almost blew my ears because I turned my headset up so loud to hear him and then the.
And we can also take this moment to remember this. The NFL Films put this together about the greatest Super Bowl halftime show being Prince's in 2007 and about the rain at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And this is what Prince said.
Oh my God, it was like a scene from Moby Dick. It was like the winds were blowing the palm trees and the rain was one of those Miami rainstorms that just would not relent.
It sucked. Mm-hmm. It was wet the entire
game.
We're
in this truck sitting behind Don Mischer. And I remember Don said, put me on the phone with Prince. Don says, now, I want you to know it's raining. And Prince is like, yes, it's raining. And are you okay? And Prince is like, can you make it rain harder?
Boom!
Oh. Boom!
Can you make it rain harder?
Love him.
I mean, that was one of the greatest comments you could make. And then, of course, he comes out with the electric guitar that was cordless.
Yeah.
And he's out there playing in the rain, purple rain. We all in the audience, we all had these little LED lights that we all had to hold up. And at certain point in times when they're all purple.
Oh, wow.
So the whole stadium was purple with rain. Mm. It was, I got goosebumps just thinking
about
it.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
And then the shadow and some very phallic thing.
Yeah. Cause they had a big like a white sheet that went up that showed his silhouette, the shadow behind it.
And it was so good because it was so clearly phallic. And after all the, you know, stuff with Janet Jackson and stuff, it was like, oh, it was so great.
Yeah. It was one of the most epic moments in Super Bowl. And that happened, to this day on 2007.
Yeah, right.
So very cool. And you can check that on the Lori and Julia show page. Let's get to some more music news. We learned this not too long ago, last month, that legendary guitarist Jeff Beck had passed away at the age of 78. And today on Friday, he was laid to rest at St. Mary's Church in South London.
Oh, and I bet that was a rock and roll funeral.
Who's who, right? It was a rock and roll who's who. You had big names like Johnny Depp, obviously, who had been touring with him forever. Rod Stewart, Eric Clapton. We had Tom Jones, Ronnie Wood, Pink Floyd's David Gilmour. You had Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant. Mm-hmm. You had just so many names there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow.
And, yeah, he won 8 Grammys in his career, and as we know, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Yardbirds, and in 1992 as a solo artist.
Yeah, he died when you were out of town, so you missed it.
I missed that.
2 days later, Lisa Marie died,
and I did.
Then I heard from you.
I know, because I'm like, no.
But it kind of, he had like a bacterial infection. It was very sudden, very fast, 72 years old.
And isn't this who Johnny Depp was touring with?
They'd been somewhere two weeks prior.
Yeah.
Prior, but they have been on and off since like last spring. Wow. You know,
they did an album, I think, together.
They did an album, which Roger Friedman sold 2,000 copies. Right. You know, something really sad like that.
But yeah, so that was, like you said, it was a very good moment, sad moment, but the who's who of rock and roll to honor the late, great Jeff Beck. Now, speaking of another great, amazing artist, we got a little update about Celine Dion from her sister, Claudette.
Yes, tell us.
So Claudette, she said that she basically said that I'm confident that life will give her back what she gave because she is an extremely intelligent woman, very generous and talented, and in love with life as well. She is surrounded by specialists as she works to recover. And she added that rather than crying over her fate, I try to send her positive vibes and ensure that one day she will go on stage. So we got just a little bit of an update. She's got some specialists around her. I mean, obviously no medical update, but just, you know, people are praying for her and they're by her side.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So and that was when Celine, as we know, was diagnosed with what's called as stiff person syndrome. And that's just a terrible.
We hate that.
The terrible, terrible, terrible disease for her to go through. So, and finally here, let's jump on the Jenna Ortega bandwagon. She's been popular. She won today as what was it? The most up and coming star, I believe, Jenna Ortega.
Jenna Ortega was the breakout star of the year for
My Talkies. Yeah. Well, she's also teaming up with Adidas and she's going to become a global brand ambassador. And she has joined to launch the first new label in 50 years at Adidas.
I have breaking news. Madonna is presenting at the Grammys.
Oh!
John Green just sent me that note. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah, Madonna will be at the Grammys. Joe Biden, too.
Oh, we knew that. We knew Jill.
Yeah, did we know that? Yeah. But Madonna, we didn't know.
Will her eyebrows be there? That's the question.
Oh, please be there, Madonna. Let your eyebrows. Have some eyebrows, girl. You look so beautiful with them.
All right, everybody. Furniture Matter is open tomorrow. They're open 6 days a week from 10 to 5. And I know that you're loving your new couch, Lori.
Love it.
And I want to go out there now next week because I'm in the mood for some end tables. And they have such a collection of them, just different ones, you know. Different sizes.
I mean,
mixing some metals and some woods even. And
I like being able to see stuff in person. I like the fact that they have so much inventory, but it doesn't feel warehousey or crowded.
Overwhelming or anything. And
yeah,
the pricing is phenomenal. And again, if you love it, take it with you. You can buy things right off the showroom floor. We love that about them. You're going to love shopping at Furniture Manor. And the design, everyone has a design background. And I really think, you know, furniture can be a big expense. So it's nice to have someone making sure to help you know you're not making a mistake. It fits to scale. The colors work. Everything works. That's Furniture Manor.
Lori and Julia, where talk is fun. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. I hear them whispering about the
places that you've been. All right, My Talkers, the second annual My Talk Talkie Awards presented by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters is a wrap, and you can give that championship belt to Lori and Julia. Congratulations, you guys. We've announced all the winners, and you can catch up on what you missed on all three hours with Jason and Alexis on the podcast or on our YouTube channel. See all the winners at mytalk1071.com, keyword awards.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks, presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
All right. Who's going first? Should I go first with some music?
Please.
Okay. I will start. Okay, so Air Supply is at Mystic tonight.
Which would be totally fun. Totally let's be
fun.
Honest.
Totally
don't
fun.
You think? That'd
yes.
be fun.
Tonight and tomorrow night at Bunkers, it's the Bob Marley tribute
oh, yeah.
show. And this has been going on for like quite a while. The International Reggae All-Stars, they take the lead
yes.
on this. But
okay.
if you love your reggae music, love Bob Marley, his birthday would be February 6th. Is a very good show. So it's tonight and tomorrow. And then there's a Cajun band at Wilebski's tonight, the Swamp Kings. So
that would be kind of cool.
Oh, it's so because you don't get Cajun that, very no. often up here. So no. yeah, super fun. And then tomorrow night there's a all ages show at 4:30, and then an adult show at like 9. But the Bad Bad Hats are playing at 7th Street Entry.
Fun.
And the Rockin' Hollywoods are at Mancini's
Ooh.
Tonight and tomorrow. So if you're Ooh. Heading down,
it's going to be fun downtown St. Paul because St. Paul Winter Carnival still
that's,
going on.
That is absolutely correct. And then, you know, for me, you know, Change the Bed Pilates Afternoon Delight in the Grammys is on order for
is
Sunday.
That the order? Yeah. Is that the order? Okay, got it.
I love the yeah. breakdown.
That's basically right. getting real personal with my Sunday
real
picks.
Kidding.
Hey, it sounds like a hell of a Sunday to me.
Okay, I love it. All right, so like we said, the St. Paul Winter Carnival is still going on. Tomorrow, the Torchlight Parade starts at 5 o'clock, and then there are fireworks after that. There's if you haven't been down there, the ice sculptures are down there, and the snow sculptures are still at the Minnesota State Fair.
I think there's a lot going on there tomorrow, so
oh, yeah.
plan your driving, parking accordingly.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah.
On Sunday, one of the fun things that's going on downtown St. Paul on Saturday, actually, too, is dogs at the depot, Union Depot. There's
oh
going to be
gosh.
40 vendors,
mm-hmm.
a doggy marketplace.
Oh, wow.
And
people with their dogs.
You can adopt. There are also 16 rescue huskies there if you want to adopt a dog
oh
on
gosh.
Site.
Oh, my gosh. I hope my girlfriend doesn't get a dog on whenever this is. She's going to go there.
Well, they're going to crown the doggy canine royalty.
Oh,
yeah. They do. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It is.
And Hammernix is sponsoring Do All Good Things today, where they had a big drive downtown St. Paul
to
bring coats and hats
yeah,
and that
cool.
sort of stuff. So that's great. And on Sunday, music for of Prince for kids. So at 11 o'clock Sunday morning at First Avenue, you can bring your kids and they're going to just have a big old dance party.
Oh, Rocco, or he has brought his
yeah.
kid to this before.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he told us about it the first
right.
time we knew that was a thing.
So it's all
fun.
Music for kids. It's Prince music and they're going to dance. That would be fun for kids.
It
so
really
that, that's what we got. All right, Grant, what about you?
Obviously, just a little sports going on in town here. There's two. We've got the NHL All-Star game going on Saturday, which not here in town, but you
right.
can watch that. That's going on for the NHL. And we have the Pro Bowl for the NFL going on, and that's going to be on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN if you want to watch that. But there's other things going on Sunday night that we should be watching.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's going to be kind of fun about that is they're playing flag football.
They're playing, a little different.
And that'd
a little
be
safer.
Fun to watch. Flag football is different, you know, how you have to work your hips around.
Yes, and I believe like Snoop Dogg and somebody else are captains, so there's a little bit of a fun, like.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
And what is this? Is this like a thing to.
It's all
Jesus for the Super Bowl?
No, they've always done that.
In
oh,
between,
they
they always do the Pro Bowl the week in between the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
But this
usually
year,
it's in Hawaii, right?
Yes, but they've taken it away. They've taken it out of Hawaii, brought it to Vegas this year.
And so many players who are nominated, if they're going to play in the Super Bowl, don't want to play in this because
they don't want to get hurt.
So they've done flag football now, which I think is fun.
And they brought back some skill competitions. But yeah, other than that, we've got to mention the Gopher women's hockey team.
Yes.
They're
going to
be playing tonight here in about a half hour over at Ritter Arena against Ohio State. And then tomorrow, you can check out the girls as well. They're playing Ohio State again at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Ritter Arena. And the Gopher men's basketball team, 8 p.m. tomorrow at home here at Williams Arena if you want to check that out. Timberwolves also have a couple games. But you know what? If you wanted to do what you want to do, and I would check. It's a Grammys weekend.
Yeah. Well, we missed the big thing also happening. Isn't it the rodeo this weekend?
It's tonight.
Yeah, and tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
I think it's two nights,
Grant,
the world's biggest rodeo.
Whoa.
We used to have cowboys in studio.
Oh, my word.
It was so fun.
They never call us anymore. I know.
That's a fun.
And Shania put out Giddy Up today.
Giddy Up.
Anyway. That's another thing going on downtown St. Paul tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any strategy for parking downtown or coming into downtown?
Well,
Look at your map.
I like to come in through Shepherd Road.
Yeah.
That's
so
a good
I like
way.
The back. If you can get over to Shepherd Road and come up that way, and the Science Museum is even having a big event tomorrow night. They're having this brewology, which is kind of a fun thing tomorrow night. That they're going to have a lot of brew pub in the Science Museum.
Oh, really?
It's for adults only. Tomorrow night's called
for
brew.
People who want to like learn more about brewing.
Yeah,
and it's at the Science Museum. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
when we did Project Down and Dirty, the restaurant that we made Donnie brew the oats.
Yeah.
When it came time, like someone had to volunteer. Like it is such a process. It's like an incredible.
Oh yeah.
I would have been a moonshine girl if I'd lived back in a certain time. I would have just said, let's just...
Let it set and drip.
Let's just let the potatoes
let's
get off.
Let's ferment.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it was a process for people to drink alcohol with all of that.
I love it, Lori. It is a process. Does it just
grow on a tree, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Oh, do you have any fun pickup lines?
Like two pickup lines for us. They were so bad. Okay. Man, she had to edit out of these. Okay. They were so dirty.
Okay. I don't know where I found these. Okay. Let's see. When I'm around you, I can't even think straight.
Oh, that's good.
Or C.
But you know, you could be that one is like for everybody.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. Now this one you might have to be, you know. I've never seen such a huge bulge in a man's pants. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I have. Fine.
If you're heading down to the rodeo.
Lori, now this is dying. Where she goes. She's dying. She's honking. She's dying. It was so bad, Lori. Oh, well,
I think it's so good. I think it's so good. All right. If you were at the saloon tonight, you might want
to. Well, this is
I've
true.
Never seen such a huge bulge in a man's pants. No, wait a minute. Yes, I have. Right down here.
That's the.
It's how you deliver it, Julia.
Lori, of course it is.
I hope you get your license suspended for driving all these guys crazy, Julia.
Okay, that's funny. That's kind of cute. Honestly, cute it's one. Not. I'm trying to think of. This is going to be a good. There's a lot going on.
There is.
You know, if you're on the other side of town, though, too.
And it's going to be nice out.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. This is just a temporary 24.
And then maybe,
24.
You know, if you see someone kind of gothy or you hope, you're kind of hoping they're a vampire, you can say, you know, something like, is that blood or is that wine that you're having?
Okay.
Just to see where they are on that cosplay situation. Okay.
You could do the old, you know, save a horse, ride a cowboy at
that's
the radio.
There you go. You
know?
That's a nice neck. Mind
there
if I bite
go.
It?
That's a nice neck. Can I bite it?
Mind if I bite it? Just, again, a little cosplay flirtation line to gauge interest, Julia.
I know.
You know?
I know. These are all, they're very good.
Mm-hmm.
You need energy. You need to deliver it.
Yeah.
You need to own these things.
That outfit must make a lot of noise in the dryer.
Hey. I like that. That's weird, but I like it.
That is
I'm trying
so
to figure
random.
That one out.
No?
Somebody's got a lot of studs on or, you know, I don't know,
you
jangly.
Do, or if you have a sweatshirt with metal things on it.
And
they
it's just
clean.
Weird enough that someone might go, what?
Yeah, it'll get it's an attention grabber for sure.
Right.
Anyway, use them with caution and care, kids.
I wish someone would report back and tell us how it works.
Oh, I think, you know.
I love it.
Lori's been helping people hit the sack for years now. It's okay.
Hi, do you mind if I get your name before one of us dies?
Okay.
That's to use on the old people.
Yeah.
I say that one you can use at the nursing home.
Right.
Or maybe a Mancini's
you're
tonight.
You're new here.
Mancini's.
Do you mind if we have a dance before one of us dies?
All right.
Okay.
Find me a drink before I die, darling.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
I'll take it.
Oh, man. Geez, a week ago, we were having our Beverly Hills Adventure.
Oh, gosh. It was just beginning.
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, fun. But what a disappointment that Academy Museum. When we go back next year, it's going to be better. I'm going to have a in-depth conversation with friend B, who's a member of the Academy.
You're going to say the head of the Academy and tell them their museum sucks and the main room was closed.
No, I'm going to find out from my friend B what is the deal. What's going on? Because she's a member.
Yeah.
She sent me the funniest message about the movies. She said, I like two of them and I bet they're the two that you like. She said the other ones, I'm not sure how I feel about any of them.
Yeah.
She saw it. She gets the trailer. Yes. So I'll talk movies with her tomorrow, but I'm curious to pick her brain about the
Academy.
Museum.
the Movie Academy, or what is it, the Museum Academy or Academy Museum?
With so little creativity around it, you know, the cement building. Interesting.
Are you hungry? I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, we got a break. You're almost done. You're almost done, Pumpkin. Buttercup, that you're almost about to be set
free. We are. All right, when we come back, we've got other things that are happening this weekend to tell you about. We'll be right back.
Lori and Julia here for Ann Tressler and her team at Tressler Law.
We've asked Ann to provide us with some tips for people who are going through divorce. One of her tips is to do your homework. Ann, what do you mean by that?
When you're going through a divorce proceeding, I tell my clients to remember that knowledge is power. Start by gaining all the basic understanding of your financial situation. Everything from your bank accounts, your retirement accounts, your investment accounts. If you own businesses, start gathering that information. The more information you can relay to your attorney, the better. This is the one thing you can do to prepare for this process. Also, do your homework when you're hiring your attorney. Find someone who is a knowledgeable resource and focuses solely on family law. Make sure you trust and like your attorney. They will be the one guiding you through this process, and you want to be able to work well together.
And this is why you guys offer the free divorce 1 hour consultation.
The more we can educate you and help you understand the process, the more you're going to feel control, the more you're going to feel empowered. And when it comes to knowing your attorney, this way you're going to get to know us.
To learn more or schedule your free 1 hour divorce consultation, visit TresslerLaw.com or my talk keyword divorce.
Not only did we get the news that Madonna is presenting at the Grammys, breaking news from John Bream, but also people of a certain era will know this name, Paco Rabanne, 88 years old, grand. He sold the, he was a Spanish designer, but amazing perfumes. And he did like space age fashion design, but he had
Perfume. Yeah, the robot style bottle. Yeah, I remember this.
At the house of Paco Rabanne, he was 88 years old. One of the, you know, just kind of amazing. But I remember getting a bottle of Paco Rabanne.
I know. I remember what it looked and like.
It, yeah, it was like fancy.
Yeah. All right, I have to say something. Okay. Just a couple. I have some TV things, but I need to give my movie review really quick.
Okay.
I think you had a different experience with the movie than I did, Grant. What movie?
You didn't like it?
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard a lot of people say they don't like it.
Really? I think it's clever.
Which, is this the one with Julia Louis?
Yes. Yeah. Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, Laura London. Audience rating is like 42%.
It's not good. Oh, wow. What's the critics?
49.
Oh, people don't like this movie.
No. And it really
taps into a lot of... No.
We tried to like it. It's really got some funny things, but it
the
just...
The writing is good. It's just the delivery, I feel
it
like.
Doesn't, it doesn't... Oh, and Julie Louise Dreyfus' character is so horrible.
Yes, yes.
It's just horrible, but
I thought that Jonah Hill was the worst part about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I was so bummed because I said, this is supposed to be good, and we both, I looked at him, are you into this? No.
No. Okay.
You know?
Well, there's a lot of, like, just inconsistencies in it. Like, you know, when they first meet, he jumps in her car as an Uber, thinking it's an Uber, and she's on her way to work.
Yeah,
it's yet she's saying, I'm trying to figure out how to get to work. That's how do you not know how to get to work?
Yeah,
there's
just
so many weird, stupid holes in it. But
anyway,
I kind of laughed.
Don't waste your time. Okay. I was disappointed.
Okay.
Okay.
So tonight, Dear Edward premieres on Apple Plus.
I don't know this.
This is with Connie Britton. This is from the writer of Friday Night Lights and Parenthood.
Yes.
And it's an adaptation of a novel. Emotional aftershocks after a plane crash where the sole survivor is a 12-year-old Edward.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Taylor Schilling is in it from Orange is the New Black.
Connie
Britton's in it. It's supposed to be...
Dear Edward on Paramount Plus?
On Apple Plus.
Apple Plus, sorry.
And we'll probably get two episodes tonight. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of comparing it, Lori, to... This Is Us, like the ABC one that we loved.
Oh, really?
Or NBC one that we loved.
Watch this.
Like you said, though, the creators of Friday Night Lights and Parenthood, two amazing dramas.
Yeah.
So this sounds really good. And there's a new episode of
Shrinking
tonight.
Is on. And then there's also, let's see, what else is happening? Harlem Came Back. I loved this show on Hulu. And it's a four besties in New York City's borough. They return for the second season. It is so good. I really like this. Mm. You didn't watch this ever?
I didn't.
I liked this a lot.
Harlem.
Other things that are happening are this thing. That's all I got. I'm not going to even get into anything else. Well,
Dear
I
Edward.
Could.
You don't have to.
All right, fine.
Should I tell you about the song we're going to sing today?
Yeah,
please.
Okay, so Bob Marley and the Wailers, because of the Bob Marley, Julia overruled the Air Supply song.
Because it was so corny.
But so fun. Grant and I were really loving it. I think it was just a year or two ago that we learned the name of the song was called Three Little Birds.
Grant told us, I swear.
I swear he did. Yeah. But this was apparently the source of Marley's inspiration for the lyrics of this song are in dispute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
everything's inspired.
They're partly inspired by birds that Marley was fond of that used to fly and sit next to his home. And he got inspired by lots of little things, and he did see these three little birds. But different people have had different stories, and Ziggy Marley had a hit with Sean Paul. Mm-hmm. And then also had Damaroon 5. They covered it for like a Hyundai commercial.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and if you remember famously I Am Legend with Will Smith, this was the song that whenever he'd wash his dog, and it was just, you know, kind of like his piece being by himself and his way.
It was a great song to sing, and we all know the words.
And so let's go for it.
All right. That's too fun.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. We got to remember that, Grant.
Yeah. We got a couple ones we can sing here.
Oh, geez. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We have great shows starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. right here on My Talk. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Off you go.